With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A memorial service is scheduled next week for a Montana sheriff's deputy who was shot to death during a traffic stop. Gallatin County Sheriff Brian Gutkin says the service for Broadwater County Deputy Mason Moore will take place at the bridge at Belgrade Church at 11 a.m. Tuesday. Gutkin says thousands of law enforcement officers are expected to attend, and organizers plan to simulcast the service at other locations. Moore was shot early on May 16th during a traffic stop near Three Forks. The father and son suspects led officers on a chase on Interstate 90. Marshall Barris was shot in the head about 35 miles east of Missoula and died the next day. His father, Lloyd Barris, was arrested and is jailed in Missoula. Moore is survived by his wife and three children. He was 42. Anglers in Montana will need to purchase an aquatic invasive species prevention pass following legislation signed by Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock signed the bill yesterday. It requires all anglers, including those who have already purchased a fishing license, to buy the prevention pass. The pass fee is the main funding mechanism of Montana's fight against aquatic invasive species. The bill is in response to last year's detection of invasive mussel larvae in Tiber Reservoir and suspected detection in Canyon Ferry Reservoir, which triggered a governor's emergency declaration. Residents have to pay $2 for the pass, and non-residents will pay $15. The passes are estimated to generate $3.2 million. The nation's two largest tobacco companies spent a combined $147,000 through the first 3 months of the Montana legislative session to kill what would have been the state's first tobacco tax increase in 12 years. U.S. House candidate Rob Quist's campaign has announced larger venues for two of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign appearances in Montana tomorrow. The Missoula event has been moved from the Wilma Theater to the Adams Center at the University of Montana. It begins at 11 a.m. A Billings event has been moved from the Billings Depot to the Expo Center at Metro Park. That rally begins at 8:30 p.m. Sanders is also scheduled to campaign on Quist's behalf at the Butte Civic Center at 3 p.m. tomorrow and at 11 a.m. Sunday at the Montana State University Strand Union Ballroom. Quist, along with Republican Greg Gianforte and Libertarian Mark Wicks, are on the May 25th ballot seeking to replace Ryan Zinke, who resigned to become Interior Secretary. Governor Steve Bullock will hold a signing ceremony tomorrow for a bill that will allow Native Americans to wear traditional regalia during public events, including high school graduations.
This bill means a lot to me. It's important that our youth are able to proudly display their identity and their culture during monumental events such as graduation.
Marcy McLean is the director of Western Native Voice, a nonprofit advocacy group.
In 2012, I witnessed my daughter-in-law, she was forced to remove the beadwork off of her mortarboard, and her friend were in tears during graduation. So it, you know, nearly destroyed this monumental day for these two young ladies.
Senate Bill 319, the first law of its kind in the country, passed the Montana legislature. It protects a person's right to wear traditional tribal regalia and objects of cultural significance during public events. Governor Bullock's ceremonial bill signing will happen tomorrow at Billings Senior High School. He will be joined by Western Native Voice, along with the Billings School Tribal Council and Billings Public Schools. There will be a feed, Native traditional games, songs, and recognition of the students who were involved in getting the bill passed. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Matt Blois. The U.S. Forest Service has approved an expansion to Lookout Pass Ski Area. The expansion roughly doubles the size of the permit area. The ski area plans to add about 100 acres of new ski terrain, install two new chairlifts, and upgrade an existing chairlift. An environmental assessment of the project prompted complaints from backcountry skiers and snowmobilers. Sarah Jerome, the acting deputy district ranger at the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, said the groups were concerned that the expansion would make it harder to enjoy those activities in the area.
We sat down and met with those objectors and sort of hashed out some rough ideas about where in the future we'll go with travel planning back there. And that's going to be a long process, and we're dealing with two national forests here.
Construction for the project will begin this summer. The ski area's plans include building new maintenance and guest service facilities and 130 additional parking spaces. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 3.8% in April. Labor Commissioner Pam Busey says the low unemployment rate can make it difficult for employers to find enough skilled workers, but it can also lead to rising wages and more opportunities for those looking for work. The total employment numbers, including self-employed and agricultural workers, indicated a loss of 830 jobs over the month. She says that is likely due to delays in seasonal construction hiring. The number of unemployed people also increased slightly. The national unemployment rate decreased by 1/10 of a percentage point to 4.4% in April. The national unemployment rate decreased by 1/10 of a percentage point to 4.4% in April. The former CEO of a Montana appliance and electronics retailer has been sentenced to just over 5 years in federal prison for defrauding the employee-owned store founded by his father-in-law, leading into bankruptcy. The Missoulian reports U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen sentenced George Manlove on Friday. Manlove was found guilty in February of conspiracy and 172 fraud charges over his actions at Vans, Inc. Manlove said he was devastated that Vans failed while he was CEO, but added that he never felt that he defrauded the company. The jury convicted Manlove of spending company money on personal expenses without board approval. Prosecutors said he and former CFO Paul Nisbet created holding companies to buy buildings and lease them to the company at above-market rates to pay off the loans and gain ownership of the buildings. Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.